This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi fil ula wal akhirah. Ahmaduhu wa huwa ahakku man humid. La ilaha illallah. Ashhadu annahu wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam his last and final messenger. My brother and sisters, حينما تشتد بك الأمور وتصرخ من قوة الظلم وقسوته فلا تسمع إلا صدى صوتك وتتألم من شدة الألم فلا تجد غير رجيع أنينك. When a person goes sometimes in a time where there is so much pain, so much difficulties, when a person calls and he only can hear the echo of his own voice, and he only can hear his whining, his own whining, and feel his own tears. At that moment, the only thing you say, Ya Rabb, Ya Allah. حينما تثقلك ذنوبك, when your sins are so heavy, or too many, when you feel like your heart is taken over by darkness, when you know that when you, your bad habits became so strong and so tight on you that you can't quit, you can't change, and you feel like, you know, I'm doomed. And at that point, the only thing you can say, again, Ya Rab. When you see things around you, you have no control over it. Terrible things, horrible things in the world, and you feel powerless. When you hear people screaming and confused, and a lot of confusion, and no clarity, and even sometimes no hope, in this materialistic world, or in this world, and these materialistic things then means that you deal with, at that point, you call and you say, Ya Rab. حينما يستند الغني إلى ماله, when rich people rely on their wealth, when strong people rely on their health, when powerful people rely on their status, when countries rely on their armies, when people rely on their supporters and fans and their, you know, the people around them, their family members or whatever. But sometimes you feel that the believer feel that all these things are useless. And the only thing that I rely on is Ya Rab. سئل علي بن أبي طالب مرة كم بين السماء والأرض. Ali was asked, what's the distance between the heavens and the earth? قال دعوة مستجابة. You say Ya Rab, and Allah immediately answer your dua. There is no distance when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ليس شيء أكرم على الله من الدعاء. There is nothing more honorable in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes. There is no more honorable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a dua, than supplicating. Praying and supplicating is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored so much, and honor the person who asking him. And that's the complete opposite of us, human being. Because Allah not like us. Human beings, when you keep asking them, they get bored. You don't know how my kids drive me crazy. Baba, yes. Baba, yes. Baba, yeah, khalas. You know, you get tired. Mama, you know, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. You know what? I'm not going to give it to you. or I'm going to give it to you just to get rid of you. SubhanAllah, if somebody comes and asks, yani, see how our nature, somebody comes, I need help, then come again, I need help, come again and I need help. You'll say, khalas, I can't help you. You know, I'm sure you guys bored of me, how many times I ask you to donate to the masjid. Yeah, it's a nature, that's the nature of human being. But subhanAllah, يعني من رحمة الله أن الله ليس كذلك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that He's not like that. That actually is the opposite. وَبُنَيَّ آدَمُ يَغْضَبُ حِينَ يُسْأَلُ وَاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِالْعَكْسِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ حِينَ لَا يُسْأَلُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, human being get angry and frustrated when they ask. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually angry at those who never pray to Him. Allah loves to see you praying to Him and ask Him and say as many as you what time you want. And يعني من كرم الله سبحانه وتعالى, one of His generosity that Allah opened that door for you 24/7. It doesn't matter midnight, or it doesn't matter in the midday, or in the early day, the end of the time, the your daytime, sunset, sunrise, whatever, 24/7, this access you have. Give me anything in the world like that. That willing to have that access for you. And guess what? It doesn't matter how old are you. And it doesn't matter what your background is. Or it doesn't matter even how good you are to Him. فَإِنَّ اللَّهِ يُغِيثْ حَتَّى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even answered the call of those in distress. Even if they are non-believers. Even if they are sinners. إِشْهَادَ. What kind of mercy and what kind of generosity is this? I always say, I don't know if you heard me saying this before, you know how when you call customer service and they tell you your call will be answered in the order it was received? Can you imagine if you pray to Allah and the angels that your call will be answered in the order it was received? La. And the beautiful things everyone feel that he is calling Allah personally. That's one of the beautiful things about this month of Ramadan. It's the month of dua. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the middle of the verses that's speaking about dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. حتى قال بعض المفسرين دائما في القرآن إذا جاء إذا سألك قل يسألونك عن المحيط قل هو أذى يسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل يسألونك عن اليتامى قل يسألونك عن الأهلة قل إذا دائما يسألونك قل لهم يا محمد. إلا هذه الآية يسألونك عن إذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب, ما في قل, حتى لا يدخل الله بينه وبين خلق بينه وبين يعني الدعاء أحدا من خلقه حتى رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's beautiful when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they ask you about me, I am near. He didn't say, tell them, Ya Muhammad, I am near, because Allah don't want anyone in the middle. He said, I am near immediately. Just call upon me. You don't need anyone to teach you to pray. That's why they say, there is no atheist in the foxhole. I don't know if you know what that expression means. Foxhole is basically the trench you dig when you're in the fight. They said there is no atheist in that position. Because everybody prayed to God at that point. Because they see death in front of them. So the point is that this concept of dua is something so honorable. And I remember once watching an interview for a rich businessman. He was asked about his experience, how he makes his millions of dollars, blah, blah, blah. And he mentioned a story that he walked into once to a masjid, and he saw somebody was in a very desperate situation, praying, crying. He said, he approached him and he said, what can I help you with? What can I help you with? And he said to him that, you know, my wife in the hospital, and in that country, you have to pay for the service, only free hospital for national people. But if you're a foreigner, you have to take private hospital. So he said, I don't have the money to pay for her. And she has to remove her gallbladder or something like that. Whatever that amount was very easy for him. The man said, he was asked by an interviewer, give me something that you will never forget in your life. like an incident that changed the way you think about your life. And he mentioned this story. He said that when he told me that, I gave him the money. And I give him more, and he said, no, I only want the amount that I need. Then he said, Alhamdulillah, he thanked Allah, then he thanked me. He said, I was impressed by the man. First, he's not greedy. Second, he thanked Allah before he thanked me. He said, I really noticed that and I appreciate it. So I felt like, you know, this is a trusted man. So I took my personal business card, which is my personal number. And I said, this is my personal cell phone, no secretary, nothing. And you call me whenever you need help, and I will always be there for you. He said, thank you, I don't need your card. And he didn't take it. And I was wondering, I said, why? He said, when I need help, I will call the one who brought you to me. He said, at that point, the first time in my life, to feel so small and for so little. I feel this man is like a giant. You know why he's a giant? لأنه يأوي إلى ركن شديد. Because of his trust in Allah. He became a giant in my eye because the way he relied, the way he in the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing more honorable than a dua. A dua is based on admitting your weakness and his completeness. Admitting your need and admitting that he is in no need of anyone. يقول مطرف بن عبد الله بن الشخير تذكرت ما جماع الخير فإذا الخير كثير. مطرف was debate, is he a companions or he is a very young companions or maybe successors? There is a debate, but just to know where he fits in history, he's in that, you know, best generations he lived. His father is a great companion, so he's a very wise man. He's one of the wisest people you can ever read about. Anyway, يقول, I was looking at the good deeds, and I found that there are so many good deeds to do in Islam, in Sharia. So many things bring you closer to Allah. الصلاة, الصوم. فإذا هي كلها بيد الله. If you want to pray more, if you want to fast more, if you want to donate more, if you want to read Quran more, whatever good deeds you want to be more to your parents, you want to do good, you know, to your mom, to your father, whatever, to your children, to your family, to the humanity, whatever good deeds you can think of, it's all in the hand of Allah. And he said, if Allah open your heart to do that good deed, you will do it. That's right. Allah is the one who guides you to it. قال فإذا هي بيد الله وَإِذَا أَنْتَ لَا تَقْدِرُ عَلَى مَا فِي يَدِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَسْأَلَهُ إِيَّهِ فَعَلِمْتُ حِينَهَا أَنَّ جِمَاعَ الْخَيْرِ فِي الدُّعَاءِ. He said, all this in the hand of Allah, and you have no power or authority over what Allah has in his hand when he controls. Except the only access you have to this is through one access, which is to pray. Ya Allah, grant me this. Ya Allah, give me this. Ya Allah, open my heart for that. So I realized at that point that all goodness comes from a dua. All good deeds comes from can be approached through a dua. قال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم. Allah said, pray for me and I will answer you. كان نور الدين زنكي. And نور الدين زنكي lived in a time, in the crusader time, where the war. And when you are in the war, what do you think? I'm me as a president now, imagine yourself the president and the emir. And he is in the war with the crusader. Who the one that you will care for the most to support and to increase? Your army, your generals. فَكَانْ يُنْفِقْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْفُقَرَاءُ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ لَسِيمَ طُلَّابِ الْعِلْمِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. He used to spend good amount of money on the student of knowledge and the righteous people, even if they are poor. And if they're not generals, they're not soldiers. فَقِيلْ لَهُ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ هَذَا عَلَىٰ أُمَرَاءِ جُنْدِكَ. If you support your soldiers with this money, they will be more happy. So he supports them, but he said, I increase the money for them. قَالَ وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَرْجُ النَّصْرَ بِأُولَٰئِكَ كَمَا أَرْجُ النَّصْرَ بِهَٰؤُلَاءِ. I'm seeking victory not only through my generals and army, but also through those people who I support. He was asked how. قَالَ هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ يُقَاتِلُونَ عَنِّي وَأَنَا نَائِمٌ وَأَنْتُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Those people fight for me while you're sleeping in the night. Because those people stand up in the night and pray and make dua. قَالَ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ يَرْمُونَ بِسِهَامٍ لَا تُخْطِئُ وَسِهَامُكُمْ تُصِيبُ وَتُخْطِئُ. They shoot arrows that never miss the target, while your arrows sometimes miss the target and sometimes hit the target. رحمه الله تعالى. ولذلك كان يسمون الدعاء مجانيق الضعفاء. This call الدعاء is the catapult of the weak. وكان الإمام رحمه الله تعالى الشافعي يقول إنه سلاح المؤمن, the weapon of the مؤمن. سهام الليل لا تخطي ولكن لها أمد وللأمد انقضاء. The dua is the, like the arrow that you shoot. You know, sometimes the arrow go far away that you don't see it hitting the target. But it will reach its target at one point. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who honor a dua and be honored by a dua. أقول ما سمعت ما استغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. I want all to remember that not always the best thing for you is what you specifically ask for. Not always. You might ask for something and you think it's the best for you and it's not. You might pray for something to happen to you in this world and you think that why I didn't get it. And I want you to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes He does not give you what you ask, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that this thing that you ask for, it will be something bad for you in the future. You might pray for a child and you never got, or a boy and you got not ever got, or a girl and you never got. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows if you get it, يُرْهِقُهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. He might be a cause of so much fitna for you in the future. Or that money would corrupt you, or that position would have corrupt you, or that career would not be the best for you. So many times Allah knows the future, which is you don't know. Allah knows what never happened, if it happened, how it looks like. Things never happen, if it happened, how it would look like. That knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what have saved you. Also, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give you what you want. And in return, what happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you from something bad what's supposed to happen. Because if any dua that you pray was not answered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the dua the reason for protecting you, maybe from a disease, more from accident. ولذلك يقولون البلاء نازل والدعاء طالع يتصارعان. Your dua push away the calamities that might strike you. ربما لأنه سبق في علمه أن كفة حسناتك يوم القيامة لن ترجح إلا بهذا الدعاء الذي يعطيت أجره ولم تعط فيه سؤلك. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told us, when you make a dua, Allah, when He does not answer you the particular thing that you ask for, Allah give you in return rewards. And Allah knows that you need that rewards in the Day of Judgment more than whatever position or car or a child or whatever luxury things or non-luxury thing you need, or even life or healing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that what those people need in the Day of Judgment is way more than what they need in this dunya. That's why Allah have saved it for them. حتى جاء في بعض الآثار, people on the Day of Judgment would say, I wish all my dua was not answered and I got it in a form of reward. Not only to save you from hellfire, but also to elevate your status in Jannah. ربما لم يجبك لأنك أدخلت حراما في رزقك وكسبك وأسكنت شهوة في قلبك فأراد أن يستخرجها منك بالعبودية والانكسار له. Sometimes He didn't give you what you want because Allah sees that there is maybe a source of haram income. Maybe there is you missing your zakat, you're not giving it properly. Maybe there is a shahwa, a haram desires in your heart have taken over. And He kept you away from what you want because He wants to see you praying more, coming closer to Him. Maybe there is some connections you're supposed to do with your cousins, uncles, relatives, brothers, sisters, in-laws. You cut ties with people you're not supposed to cut tie with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hold back from you so you connect, so He can connect you with what you want. So you reevaluate your basically your relationship with people. يقول أحدهم لا يكن تأخير العطاء مع الإلحاح في الدعاء موجب ليأسك فقد ضمن لك الإجابة فيما يختاره لك لا فيما تختاره لنفسك في الوقت الذي يريد لا الوقت الذي تريد. Allah grant an answer, not necessarily in the timeline that you have for yourself, it is for His timeline. Not necessarily for the particular thing you ask, but for how He wants to give it to you. And you might say, what's the point? The point is that Allah will never, you will never be more wise than Allah. You will never be more merciful towards your own self than Allah. You never will claim that you know yourself better than Allah. We discover ourselves every day. So if He knows you better, and He is more wise than you, and He's more merciful than you, you should have full trust when you raise your hand and you said, Ya Rab. And finally, I want to say, my brothers and sisters, من أعظم أسباب إجابة الدعاء اليقين. One of the things that make dua powerful is how much your heart believes in what you're praying for. مرة واحد قال لسفيان, يعني أنا ما أحب هذا المثال كثيرا, بس يعني هو لطيف. قال واحد مرة لسفيان بن عيينة, somebody told Sufyan ibn Uyayna once, I'm not the best fan of the example was giving, but it makes a point. He told him, sometimes I feel I'm not worthy of answering my answer. يعني I'm not very good Muslim, whatever. فقال يا هذا, إذا كان الله أجاب دعاء إبليس. He said, Iblis, the Satan, prayed to Allah after he became kafir. He said, Ya Rab, defer me and delay my time until the end of the day. And Allah answered the dua of Iblis. You don't think He will answer the dua? يعني no matter what sin you do, you're not going to be worse than Iblis. So don't worry, pray. You know? But better than that, what Sufyan ibn Uyayna once said, rahimahullah, Sufyan ibn هذا له علاقة بالدعاء كبيرة. He's a great scholar. He is known to be مجاب الدعوة. دعا يا أخواني, هذا الرجل دعا 70 مرة. 70 times in عرفات. 70 times. He prayed in عرفات. Oh Allah, لا تجعل هذا آخر العهد بك. Don't make this the last time we meet. In عرف. And فما حرمه الله من الحج أبدا. He prayed, last Hajj he made, he was 90 years old. At that night, they said, why didn't you make the dua? Oh Allah, don't let this the last time we meet. قال استحييت من ربي منذ 70 سنة لم يخطئني. I felt shy, I'm too old, خلاص, I'm tired. فمات بعد رمضان. He died after Ramadan, before Hajj, رحمه الله. يسمونه أمير المؤمنين في الحديث رحمه الله, من علماء مكة, سكن مكة في آخر حياته. Anyway, so سفيان بن عيينة رحمه الله, he said once, قال أبشر, be good, and I will end with this. Whenever you make dua, I want you to remember this, that before you even pray to Allah, I want you to know that there is other people who have prayed in your behalf. So the man said, who are they? قال the first one are the angels surrounding the throne of Allah. The higher you are, the closer to Allah you are, the higher level you are, the better you are. So the one who is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels. قال أين هذا? Where is it? He said, ألم تقرأ? Didn't you read what Allah said in the Quran?
الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا.
The carrier of the throne making istighfar, saying, Allah forgive the believing men and women. The believers.
قال ودعا لك نوح.
Nuh prayed for you. Before you pray for yourself.
رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات.
He prayed for the believing men and women. قال وإبراهيم prayed for you.
ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب.
Again, for believing in Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ.
Ask for forgiveness for sin and for a believing man and woman. And he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I want you in the end of this month, when you make dua, you have full conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears you, near you. And the dua is about the connection. It's about that opportunity to come closer to Him. It's about opportunity to be able to speak to Him. It's not about the answer. يقول عمر إني لأحمل هم الدعاء ولا أحمل هم الإجابة. My main concern, Umar said, is the dua, not the answer of the dua. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let it go to waste. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. And may ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this gathering, none of you have something that they wish to have in this dunya and in the akhirah, that it is good for him and for his family, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you that thing. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us healing and grant us honor in this life and the next. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for our brothers and sisters who are suffering around the world, and to make it easy for those who are in need of help, all kind of help. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the believing men and women, the living and the dead. Allahumma afir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. اللهم إني أسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم أن تلطف وأن تفرج هم بعبادك المستضعفين المظلومين في فلسطين. اللهم فرج همهم ونفس كربهم وانصرهم على عدوهم. اللهم يا رب السماوات والأرض وفرج عن المستضعفين في كل مكان في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين وبلادهم واهد ولاة أمورهم لما فيه الخير يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إني أسألك يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن ترفع ذكرنا وأن تغفر ذنبنا وأن تغفر لوالدينا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وقوموا للصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.